This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight, Clooney's new mission with Amal and the twins.
I roped my wife into this.
And why he's calling out his A-list friends.
I think I'm going to start the sexiest man alive competition.
Plus, Jessica Simpson sober and swearing off the scale.
I walked it to the trash can.
How she's changed her life. And we're with the new Captain America, Anthony Mackie.
I'm more of a beefier guy than Chris.
Then HGTV stars Ben and Aaron Napier.
This was an ace up our sleeve.
Their new hometown takeover with a superstar guest.
ET starts right now.
We have had some colorful guest co-hosts, but this one, oh, it takes the cake. The stars of Duff's Happy Fun Bake Time, Duff Goldman, Slater, and Edgar.
You know, these guys, they really keep you on your toes.
Yeah, except I don't have toes.
And I'm not quick.
We have so much to talk about with their new show. But first, Nichelle Turner's here with a big George Clooney exclusive.
Ooh, from Facts of Life?
Yeah, he's dreamy.
Oh, this is really cute, Kev, but don't try to replace me with a duff, a crab, or a sloth, okay? Listen, guys, any day that you get to chat with Mr. Clooney, well, it is a very good day. George just keeps on getting better with age. You got a birthday coming up in a week, big 6-0.
I heard, yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. How do you feel about that milestone marker?
Listen, I'm not thrilled with it, but it's better than dead, so I'll take it. The older you get, the lower your bar gets.
George, upbeat and exclusive with E.T. from London today. The Oscar winner just wrapped shooting on the Tinder Bar in Boston. Clooney directed his pal Ben Affleck, and there were plenty of pandemic challenges.
It's really tricky to shoot it, obviously, with masks and everything on. But we did it, we pulled it off, and it shows you how hungry and ready the industry is to be back at work, and they are. But, you know, we've got the roaring 20s coming as soon as we fully tackle this. So that's what we're all looking forward to, I think.
Clooney's focus today, giving back to Hollywood by supporting the Motion Picture Television Fund. He knows what it's like to struggle.
I slept on the floor of a closet in my buddy's apartment for 2 years. And so I always had, I was lucky. I had friends that were willing to share what little they had to keep me afloat. I feel very lucky that I've had the friends I've had over the years.
George's wife, Amal, got a look at how the MPTF cares for those in the industry during tough times when they visited this nursing home for entertainment retirees.
the fun part was she thought it was going to be a depressing place to go, and it was a joyous place to go.
As the fund turns 100 years old, they revealed these new plans for an expansion of their state-of-the-art facility. To help raise money, George issued a challenge to an elite group, which includes Brad Pitt, Chris Hemsworth, and Michael B. Jordan.
I think I'm going to start the Sexiest Man Alive competition. And I'll talk to Warner Brothers and see if I can get the bat suit donated for the auction. It's considered one of the great moments in cinema history was my turn in Batman.
Well, you know what? Maybe Michael B. Jordan can give the shorts from Creed, and Hemsworth could give that hammer from Thor. They'll be well on their way. They hope to raise more than $300 million. All right, let's go back to epic birthdays. You know, Jessica Simpson is the big 4-0, Duff.
And Rachel Smith, Jess has made some big changes.
Yeah, Duff, she is living her best life right now, and Jessica is revealing how everything got better when she gave up drinking.
Jess, you will be sharing your first Amazon personal essay. So what exactly can you tell us about this upcoming project?
The main question that I get after the memoir is, how do you, like, surrender? I was afraid that I wouldn't be confident without alcohol, when really I'm so much more confident without it.
This November will mark 4 years since Jessica's rock bottom had her choose a life of sobriety. In her new Amazon original essay, Take the Lead, out today, the New York Times bestselling author gives fresh insight into her roller coaster life journey, including the media's fixation on her weight. From being held on a pedestal as Daisy Duke, then being totally taken down 4 years later for wearing mom jeans.
I had the weight, literally, of the world on me, and that's heavy, and that feels heavy to button in, you know?
In this audio excerpt of the essay, Jessica explains the moment she finally threw the scale away for good.
3 weeks before I had Birdie, I weighed myself. I weighed more than my husband. A 6'3" former tight end in the NFL, I burst into tears. This number suddenly wanted to push itself to the front and say, I am what matters. I put it in a trash bag. It had to go.
I say throw out the scale. I walk it to the trash can. I have to rid myself of, like, measuring up to, like, what weight I should be, because I've had so many people tell me what weight I need to be. And I think it's really about just how you feel.
Into that, Jess. It is all about how you feel and not a specific number. Now, Nichelle, someone who doesn't have to worry about measuring up, the new Captain America, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, Rage. It's official. Anthony Mackie is a Falcon no more, and while his suit does have some killer wings, that's not the only difference between his cap and Chris Evans.
There was a certain aspect of, let's say, his physique, I guess we could say, that was highlighted. Any suggestions about what your cap highlight should be in your uniform?
I'm more of a beefier guy than Chris. People won't be disappointed with the round brown. I'll put it there.
Don't worry about me, just keep on doing what you're doing.
The biggest question Marvel fans have, will there be a second season, or will Anthony be going straight to the Captain America 4 film that's in development now? Well, there are no official details yet, but we're lobbying for Seinfeld alum Julia Louis-Dreyfus to show up.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus was kind of like a surprise to everybody.
Couldn't have worked better if I planned it myself.
We got to set one day, and it was just whispers, like, you know who's here today. And I'm like, who's here? What's going on? Who's this person?
Keep your phone on.
Now listen, this final title card was Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
People think this is going to be the title of season two. Is there validity to that?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything. No one's called me. Sebastian's one of my dear friends. I think it's obvious that we work extremely well together. So the idea of, you know, us being a duo, it ain't that bad of a thing. No. You know, I think everybody get what they want. You know, you get the glaze and you get the chocolate glaze, you know?
So we'll just take that as a yes. But until Anthony picks up his shield again, we have a sneak peek at Assemble, the making of the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, premiering tomorrow on Disney Plus. It's a behind-the-scenes look at the most-watched Marvel series, but Anthony's four boys probably won't be tuning in.
I've watched all the episodes with my sons. Uh-huh. And they're like, Dad, that guy looks just like you.
he sounds like you too.
The little one goes, you know, Dad, you could be Captain America. I was like, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Come on.
Okay, Rachel, speaking of family, there is a new HGTV husband and wife team that are expanding theirs, right?
Yeah, Nichelle, Ben and Aaron Napier's crew is getting bigger at home and thanks to their new spinoff. But they also got some help from 9-time Grammy winner, Miss Sheryl Crow.
I love Sheryl Crow. I see the world from a person that grew up in a small town. I feel like what they're doing exemplifies what can happen in all these small towns in America.
Sheryl's just one of the stars who helps out Ben and Aaron's hometown takeover. They take on 12 big renovations to historic homes, restaurants, and shops in Wetumpka, Alabama.
The movie Big Fish was there.
And I was like, please, please, please let us do that house.
The HGTV show premieres Sunday. And get this, Ben and Aaron completed the massive reno in just 4 months, all while expecting baby number two.
What was it like doing this size of a renovation while being pregnant?
Girl, it is hot. It is hot.
1, 2, 3.
Ben's been a little emotional about Helen growing up lately. She won't sleep in this crib.
She's going to move out of this crib that I built for her.
This special routine we've done every night for 3 years.
I was wrecked.
There you go.
What town are you taking over next, y'all?
We're taking over our house with two kids for a while. Yep. See how that goes.
Maternity leave is going to be great.
Maternity takeover.
By the way, Aaron also has some key advice for all you newborn parents out there. So, Duff, this one is for you, buddy. One of the keys to helping baby sleep through the night, blackout shades. She says they are a game changer.
Well, my house is basically made of glass, so I don't think we can't do it.
So you just won't sleep.
We're going to be awake.
He just won't sleep. Thanks, Rachel. All right. We'll see you a little bit later. Now to another ET exclusive with the one and only Kathy Lee Gifford.
She dating again?
Word around town is that you've met someone special.
Kathy Lee on Finding Love Again.
We can share life together without the drama.
Then Drew Barrymore's back to answer your questions.
It's going to be real talk all about aging, only on ET.
And
that's good.
We sit down with Duff and his puppet pals.
I look at you and I just want to get some Old Bay seasoning out. I mean, no disrespect.
Disrespect taken.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Let's get cooking.
Cooking.
Now I'm exploring the science behind cooking through experiments and crazy adventures. Let's eat some cake.
See, that is my guest co-host, Duff Goldman, and his pals on their new show, Duff's Happy Fun Bake Time. It is streaming now on Discovery Plus. Explain the concept.
So it's basically we're in a magical fantasy bakery. It's me and my friends. Every episode, we pick an ingredient, and we take a real deep dive in there and really explain, like, not only how to use it in a recipe, but also what's happening scientifically. We're really talking about, like, the magic that happens when you're cooking and why things happen.
It's an interesting time for you to start a new show because you have a new child.
I mean, do.
Oh, look, there she is.
There she is right there.
Josephine.
She's really cute.
Oh, what a cutie, man.
No.
She's adorable.
I didn't know that I had this much capacity for love in me.
What's it like working with Duff?
Duff's the greatest, man. You know, he's friendly, he's got a big smile and a warm hug. Plus, he feeds us.
I would say that Duff is tolerable.
Mm-hmm. I get it. Edgar, being a Maryland, a Baltimore guy, I look at you and I just want to get some Old Bay seasoning out. I mean, no disrespect.
Well, disrespect taken.
Are you ready? Let's do it.
Buddy Velastro is a good friend of our shows. Uh-huh. And, you know, Buddy versus Duff, one of the most popular shows out there. It had to be scary when you heard about his injury.
We're actually on a break right now, but we are in the middle of filming season 3 and Buddy is doing great. His hand works. Team's doing well. He's in good spirits. Like, he's all the way there.
All right, everybody, do me a favor. Sit tight for a moment. Coming up, just because you're getting older doesn't mean you can't get better. Drew Barrymore will explain.
I knew
vanity was a losing battle.
How Drew approaches aging with confidence.
As much fun as I had, and I had so much fun, I'm so much calmer, wiser, smarter.
Then, from idol to Oscar winner.
It's been almost 20 years for me.
How Jennifer Hudson continues to pay it forward.
I just like to encourage the kids.
Plus, Kathy Lee Gifford's got a new man and a big Hollywood honor.
I got emotional because of the people that have been there for me.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Well, now let's get to our segment, Dear Drew. This is where viewers can ask Drew Barrymore anything. Tonight's topic, ooh, Drew, aging.
Oh.
Aging.
Oh. No.
All right, dear Drew, how have you dealt with aging and staying confident?
Somehow as a kid, I knew that vanity was a losing battle. We should look inside of ourselves rather than looking out to sort of these impossible standards that have made many a woman crazy. Mm-hmm. And I just think the more confident you are, the more beautiful you are at any age.
Absolutely. Here's an interesting question. Someone says, Dear Drew, if you could go back and be any age again, what would it be and why?
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
I think today is my best day so far.
Yeah, I love that too. I'm 46 and I love shouting it from the rooftops. Come on, baby, come on, 46. Isn't it the best?
Michelle, my sister, we are the exact same age. Yes. And I'm so proud of it because I'm so much calmer, wiser, smarter, and I'm still an idiot and still have so much to learn.
Absolutely.
But my God, as much fun as I had, and I had so much fun. Oh my God. It's probably why I'm so content getting older, because I lived.
Okay, dear Drew, I am a huge Never Been Kissed fan. Have you ever lied about your age in real life?
I'm 17.
I don't think I could have gotten away with that.
I don't either.
I never got to go on a blind date and I never lied about my age.
Hi.
How are you?
I never got fixed up.
Me neither.
And would you have liked to have been?
Absolutely.
Me too. Oh my God, what don't we have in common, Michelle?
I mean, you are my sister. You really are. Same
are
age.
We the same person.
Sister show. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Drew always coming through for us with that great advice. All right, let's move on now to Oscar winner Jennifer Hudson. We cannot wait for her take on Aretha Franklin. But before we get to that, we're going to see her go full on Mama Bear in her new film, Monster.
People come back from these type of situations.
What was it like for you to portray parents to this beautiful teenage boy who is on trial for murder?
Just hearing you say that was just going through me as you were saying it, trying to imagine it. But who wants to imagine it, let alone live it?
In Monster, Jennifer and Westworld's Jeffrey Wright play the parents of a high school honor student who is arrested and jailed after a fatal robbery. In real life, Jennifer is mom to 11-year-old David, and this movie really shook her to the core.
It leaves a parent like, oh my God, what can you do? It's scary.
When you were born, I thought of all the scenes of your life.
The thing for me as the father of a teenage boy and a teenage girl, in addition to the normal pressures of young adulthood for Black kids in this country are compounded by race.
This doesn't change who you are, Steve. You understand me?
Yeah.
Kelvin Harrison Jr. turns in a moving performance in the Netflix drama that premieres May 7th.
I was a big fan of Jeff Hudson because I watched American Idol every year. I love Dreamgirls. And so I remember the first day I got to say hi. And she was so sweet. She was like, hey, baby, I'm Jennifer. You know what I mean? How your day going?
Speaking of Idol, J-Hud recently DM'd contestant Alyssa Ray, offering up some support.
If I fail, if I succeed.
And I just like to encourage the kids, you know? Although, yeah, it's been almost 20 years for me, so, yeah, just to cheer them on.
Nothing like having the talented Miss Hudson in your corner. Well, you can always count on Kathy Lee Gifford for words of encouragement, but now it's Hollywood's turn to cheer her on with a star on the Walk of Fame.
You changed so many people's lives, but in particular, you changed mine. And I love you for it.
Hoda and I spent 11 years sitting next to one another. I never even knew who she was before I did that. I'm more in love with her today.
Never thought I'd say it, but I miss Kathy Lee.
E.T.'s been with Kathy Lee throughout her career. Of course, she's forever linked to the late Regis Philbin. Her new honor puts them within 5 stars of each other for eternity.
I thought about him yesterday and how sweet God was to let me have lunch with him 2 weeks before he passed. Me and Frank are upstairs, way upstairs, with my mom and dad and everybody else I've lost. They're all rejoicing with me.
How have you been able to handle such loss and navigate things so gracefully?
I never separated the secular from the spiritual. I'm all in or I'm out. Mm-hmm. I'm all in or I'm out. And I do that in love. I do that in relationships. I do that in my job.
You have someone special in your life these days.
Yeah. I do.
Is it good?
It's really good. We have everything in common. He's a very good man. I'm not ready to announce anything. We're just happy together. We have fun.
How did you celebrate yesterday? How are you still celebrating today, young lady?
I'm not.
Cheers to you, Kath. Now, Kathy Lee also just handed in a new book to her publisher, Kevin Duff. It is all about replacing cancel culture with dialogue and love.
Amen to that. All right, coming up, William and Kate celebrate 10 years of wedded bliss. Duff, maybe you could hook them up with an anniversary cake?
I think I have some ideas.
Yeah?
Get ready for their sweet family video and what Harry and Meghan did for the Cambridges milestone.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Do you know what? This will warm your heart. Prince William and Kate running, playing, and roasting marshmallows with 7-year-old George, 5-year-old Charlotte, and Louis, who's 3. Smiles all around as mom and dad celebrate their 10th wedding anniversary today. And ET has confirmed that Harry and Meghan congratulated them privately. Maybe the brothers are slowly coming back together. You know, food always brings people back together, Duff. What kind of cake would you bake to kind of end the royal rift?
Ooh, you know, I think I would make a marble cake. You know, it's like the cake of like flavor harmony there.
Yeah, with a side of Downton Abbey.
Listen, everybody, don't miss Duff's happy, fun bake time streaming today on Discovery Plus.
Goodbye, guys.
Farewell, Entertainment Tonighters. What do you call your audience?
Our friends.
Bye, friends.
Good night, friends.
See ya.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.